Marty Pants, pop quiz. What's super social, loves to dance, and is ruled by a powerful queen?
Fans of Beyonce.
Nope, no, it's not the Bayhive, but that's close.
Taylor Swift, we love you.
No, it's not T-Swift fans.
Lady Gaga? Katy Perry? J-Lo?
No. It's not fans of pop stars slash cultural icons.
Oi, is he talking about me? A friendly British club kid?
No, I'll give you a hint. It loves flowers, it's very hardworking, and small. Much smaller than you and me. Ooh, there's one now. And another. Better be careful, or I might get stung. Do you know it now? That's right. I'm talking about honeybees.
I still love Taylor Swift.
Yes, she's wonderful. But guess what? These tiny insects are some of the most incredible and important creatures in nature. But how do bees help our food grow? Why do they make honey? And why do honeybees like to dance? It's time for another whiff of science on
Who's Smarted? Who's Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted?
Buzz, buzz.
Buzz, buzz.
Excuse me, ladies. What's buzzing?
Huh? Is this guy talking to us?
I think he is. Hey, mind your beeswax, buddy.
Sorry, didn't mean to bother you. I was just wondering what you two bees were doing.
You know us busy bees. We're just getting back to the hive after a long day of work.
Oof, my head is buzzing.
Wow, sounds like you're exhausted. I was going to ask if you could share some amazing facts about honeybees with my friend who's listening, but if you're too tired...
Actually, maybe we can help you and your friends out. Hi, everyone listening.
Hang on, Bridge. The queen runs a pretty tight hive. She wouldn't like us chattering with this guy while we're on the job.
I know, Betty. But for one thing, I think it would be good for people to hear what it's like to be a bee, from a bee's perspective. And for another thing, I could use a little break from work.
Oh, all right. I wouldn't mind resting my wings, too. So what do you want to know?
Oh, great. We could start with your names.
I'm Betty.
And I'm Bridget. She calls me Bridge.
Hey, Betty. Hey, Bridge.
I said she can call me Bridge.
Gotcha. Nice meeting you both. So you mentioned you've been working all day. What exactly do you do?
What do you think? We collect nectar, of course.
It's what bees do.
By nectar, do you mean honey?
Did I say honey? This guy.
You know what? I think we need to break it down for him.
Exactly. That's why I wanted to talk to you.
Fine. First things first. We live in a big community of bees. Sort of like a bee city. Only it's called a colony.
And how many bees are in a colony?
You think I counted? There's thousands.
I haven't seen the latest census, but I guess we have about 15,000 honeybees all living together in one happy hive.
15,000? That's a lot of bees.
And we're only a mid-sized colony. Some honeybee colonies have 40, 50, or even 60,000 bees all living together. Talk about close quarters.
You better like your neighbors.
No kidding. All you listening, could you imagine living with 60,000 friends and family members all smushed together right next to each other? Yeah, pretty crazy. So, with that many bees in one place, how big would you say a bee city or colony is? Is it the size of A, an egg? B, a basketball? Or C, a car? You might have pictured a car, but if you guessed a basketball, you're right. And one of those big colonies can weigh up to 15 pounds, which doesn't sound like a lot until you realize bees weigh next to nothing.
Like I said, a lot of bees.
So you all live together in one colony, but do all of the bees work?
Ha! No. Here, let me explain something to you. There's three types of honeybees. First, you got your queen. She's the boss lady. There's only one of her, and she's in charge. She's also really important because she gives birth to all the baby bees. Then there's the drone bees. The guys. They're cool looking, but they're only good for one thing. They mate with the queen so she can make more baby bees. And then there's gals like me and Bridge here. We're the worker bees.
We run this joint and make things happen.
So, in a beehive, the women do all the work?
That's right. Every day, we leave the colony and fly around looking for flowers.
And we're not just talking local, either. Sure, some days we only have to fly a mile to find fresh flowers, but other days we might have to fly up to 5 miles. And that's just getting there. We still have to fly back.
That's a long way to go for flowers. So why are you looking for flowers?
This might be a good time for one of your multiple choice quizzes.
Good idea. So what do bees want with flowers? Is it their A, petals, B, nectar, or C, stem? Why the bees want B, nectar.
Ah, sweet nectar. So delicious.
Nectar is a sugary liquid made by plants.
Look at you, smarty pants. That's right.
I just Googled it.
But do you know how we find the nectar?
Do I look like a bee?
Nope. For starters, you're a man and you're actually working, so definitely not a bee.
So, how do bees find nectar in flowers?
Easy. We use our eyes. All 5 of them.
That's right. Honeybees have 5 eyes. We have 2 big eyes and 3 smaller eyes called ocelli. All those eyes allow us to see something truly incredible. Hidden colors.
That's right. Our 5 eyes allow us to see colors on each flower that are invisible to human eyes. This helps us find a special spot that holds that sweet, sugary liquid.
Nectar! And that's the jackpot. We slurp up as much nectar as we can and store it in our bellies. Then, it's on to the next flower.
That's not all we take. We also snag some pollen to take back to the hive. It's perfect for feeding little baby bees.
In case you're wondering, pollen is a powdery substance that contains a flower's DNA. But ladies, let's be honest. You can get a little bit messy when you're working, right?
Hey, we get the job done, don't we?
You do, but it's not exactly a clean getaway, which is a good thing. Your messiness helps the rest of us out.
It does?
Yep. Let me explain. Everyone listening, close your eyes and pretend you're eating a big bag of bright orange, cheesy-flavored snack puffs. They're crunchy and delicious, and you eat the whole bag. And then you look at your hands and notice, what? That's right. They're covered in orange cheese dust. Now, imagine your friend is there and says,
hey, do you want to play video games?
You're so excited, you grab a controller, but you forget to clean your hands. So, what do you think you're going to do to that video game controller?
Get orange cheese dust on it.
Exactly. And the same thing happens when bees collect nectar and pollen. Some of the powdery pollen sticks to the bee's hairy little body. So, when they fly away, they carry that pollen and accidentally smudge some of it onto the next flower. That's called pollination. And it allows the flowers to develop into the foods we eat. Love blueberries or how about cherries?
Yum.
Those fruits, along with broccoli, cucumbers, and almonds, wouldn't exist without bees. So thanks, Betty and Bridget.
You're welcome.
But bees do more than just help foods grow. Bees also make a delicious food people love to eat.
Huh?
Do you know what I'm talking about? I'll give you a hint. It's sweet and gooey and goes great in hot tea. Any guesses? We'll reveal the answer after this short break. And now back to Who Smarted. Have you ever had hot tea or watched an adult sipping tea? If you're like me, you like it nice and sweet. Can you think of something bees make that you could use to sweeten your tea? No, not nectar.
Honey!
That's right. After bees collect nectar and pollen from flowers, they return to their house, known as a hive, and they do something that's actually pretty gross. They regurgitate all the nectar stored in their bellies and pass it from bee to bee, mouth to mouth. And by regurgitate, I mean vomit.
Ew.
After passing through all the bees, the nectar goes through a magical transformation, turning into sweet, gooey, golden honey.
That's right. Every time you eat honey, Remember, you're eating bee puke.
Come on, Bridge. I'm trying to drink my tea.
Sorry. And I'm cool with you calling me Bridge now.
Sweet.
But remember, bees don't just make honey for humans. We eat it too. It keeps the whole colony fed year-round, especially in the winter. Like I said, us worker bees run the show.
Oh, wait, you forgot to tell them about the dancing.
Dancing?
That's right. When we hit the jackpot and find flowers full of nectar and pollen, we want to let the other worker bees know. So when we get back to the hive, we do the waggle dance.
Waggle dance?
To an outsider, it looks like we're just doing a little boogie.
But to bees, it's a secret code. The way we waggle gives directions to those flowers.
That's funny, because when I dance, it gives people directions to the exit.
Yikes! Look at the time! The queen's gonna regurgitate us if we don't get back to work.
Any chance we could take a look at the hive?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't be getting too close to our hive. That's our entire world, and we'll defend it to the death.
Mostly our death. If bees feel their hive is threatened, we'll sting. But if we sting, we die.
Well, I don't want to get stung, and I certainly don't want you to die. So thanks for talking to us. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Haha, not bad, right?
I give it a B.
B minus.
A big shout out to Smarty Pants Caleb and Isaac and their smarty mom Emily in Indiana. Also, thanks so much for your suggestion to do a socks episode. Socks rock. This episode, Bees, was written by Katie Rolnick and voiced by Jenna Hoban, Charlotte Cohn, Gia Davis, Max Kamaski, and Jerry Kolber. Additional voices, technical direction, and sound design by Josh Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Suarez, and the lyrics were written and performed by Adam Queen B. Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Davis and Jerry Kolber. This is an Atomic Entertainment production.